So welcome, everyone, to the Student Accountant podcast series. So I'm here today with a special guest, Rob Douglas, who is the Director of Planning for Europe for Adaptive Insights. So welcome, Rob.
Thank you very much. Very good to be here.
Great. So let's just start off. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Adaptive Insights and what you do?
Okay. So, yeah, Adaptive Insights is a company started about 16 years ago, built to do financial planning and analytics. So it's purpose-built to do that task. So pretty much every organisation does a budget or a forecast. So this is where they gather together information from across the business and really pull that together into a P&L balance sheet and cash flow, just planning how much resources, how much money they're going to spend in each area, how much revenue they're expecting to get in, and how much costs they're expecting to spend out, whether that be on building, people's, etc. So an organisation sets that plan for the year and then monitors how they do against that during the year. And Adaptive is a tool which helps companies build that together and then produce the reports for that.
Right. So very relevant to our students and members.
Yeah, I think pretty much every finance team or every accountant's going to bump into the budgeting and forecasting process in any company they go to. Every company pretty much does a yearly budget. Every company pretty much does a reforecast of that during the year. Some do it monthly, some do it quarterly as such. So you'll see this in some format or other at some point of your job when you're out in organisations.
Great. So one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you particularly this month, our big theme is all about digital. So I want to ask you about what are the big advances in data, artificial intelligence, machine learning and big data, and how is that going to affect the world of work, in particular the world of accountancy?
Yeah, and I think it's affecting businesses and the world of work all over. So just as a bit of background, I used to be to IBM before joining Adaptive Insights, and I used to work in the analytics part of the business, so we used to do a lot of work around big data, etc. So got a bit of experience on that. I think the other factor which I'd lead into there is that accountants have always been using data. They're one of the proponents or earliest users of the data. So, you know, double entry bookkeeping was created by a monk, you know, whatever it was, 400 or 500 years ago. You know, the first signs of human writing were done by accountants looking to tally stuff. So, you know, accountants always been at the forefront of using data. And what we've just been seeing in the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years or such, is just an explosion in the amount of data being captured in the world, whether that be internet stats or people using social media, or even in business terms, people have implemented ERP systems where they're capturing more and more granular level of detail, but now they're starting to implement all sorts of other systems to track website activity, or if you're involved in music downloads and number of plays of a song as such, or if you're in a retail store, they'll capture how many people are going into the store. All sorts of activity and data is being captured by organizations, and now companies want to know how to lever that information and use that for their advantage. And that's where all this terms big data is coming from, because there's lots of that data, so hey, it's big data. But then how you use that is terms like artificial intelligence, machine learning, etc. So these things, I think accountants do have to be very aware of, and then work out how they can apply that into their job and their company they're working with.
I mean, the thing that springs to mind when you talk about capturing all that data is obviously all the sort of scandals about security and ethical use of data and Facebook and so on. And I mean, is that something that we need to think about?
Yeah, no, really good question. And it's such a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just thinking about how you capture and use that data. I think most organizations now you should go into, definitely the larger ones will have at least a data privacy officer, something like that, somebody whose job it is to think about how you secure and use data in an organisation. Some larger organisations will have sort of a data officer, chief data officer, CDO, they're sometimes called, so chief data officer. They'll have that concept in their organisation. Just even thinking about the organisation I work with, we have all those things, yeah, and we definitely have policies about what data we capture, how we store it and how we hold it, and how we use that across the business. Of course, regulations like GDPR, which have come into play across the European market, also affect that. So I think, though accountants will never be asked to be in control of that, they've definitely got to be aware of those rules out there, and then ask about the company's policy for how they're using that data in the business. Yeah. Just going back to the financial planning piece, of course, financial data is the company's own data. I think more personal data you hold about individuals and what they do, is more highly regulated. But just general data about, hey, how many products we're going to go sell, or how many units of a product we're going to sell to a customer, that's sensitive to an organization, but it's not sensitive to an individual. So therefore, it doesn't have the same rules of privacy around it and use around it. So just think about where the data is coming from. What does it pertain to? I think we just all as individuals just got to be a little bit more aware of that information, how we do that. Yeah.
A lot of our listeners are student accountants, maybe starting out right now in the world of work. What does all this mean?
Well, like anything, it's the progression of work to make it more efficient. That's what people are looking for, to do more with less in a certain sense. You go back to when I came out from being a student and into the world of work, the internet was just really being born and email was just starting. Before then, you're sending stuff around by faxes and by snail mail. It's embarrassing to share, but that's how it's done. So, the advent of internet and email just allows you to move data around faster. The advent of computers and, the spreadsheets to start off with, which were being used more and more by accountants back when I graduated, it allowed people to crunch more data. And that's what you're seeing with latest trends, is exactly the same process. People trying to be more efficient and get better decision making based on data. Yeah. And that's now with big data, it's just more granular data. So instead of just looking at it at a very high level, now we can look at people's buying decisions or analyze how we're doing on gross margin across all sorts of customers and product SKUs, which might generate models which are very large, looking at thousands of customers and thousands of products which we're selling out to an organisation. Yeah, so you can model that in a business. Yeah.
Looking ahead to the next sort of 10, 20 years, how do you think this is going to sort of change the role of accountants or finance professionals? Are their jobs going to evolve more in a certain direction if certain functions are being taken over by machines, for example?
Yeah, no, people's jobs are going to radically change. I think that's always been the case. People's jobs have always changed. And I think the successful people are going to be the people who seize that change and make the best of it, whether that's an individual in their job or a company looking to beat out its competition and be successful in the marketplace. The people who take advantage of these things, generally succeed. Yeah. There's a really interesting website which you can go look at. It's called willrobotstakemyjob.com. So if you just put that into Google search, you can find it. And this was a study done in America. It's sort of labor study. So it's quite detailed, looks at all sorts of different job categories and whether they're likely to be automated. So, it's sort of a fun little study about that. So talking about the process of automation, and really, if you think about it, more and more data tasks are being automated. So if you think about the basic tasks accountants used to do, let's say processing an invoice paying a bill or something like that, those tasks are being more and more automated. Yeah, so those invoices are being electronically routed and put into systems. We've got tools which can automatically read an invoice and enter the data for you. So yeah, the data processing, the crunching of data, that's being automated. So if you go on the website and look at this, things, will robots take my job? Accountants and auditors are 94% likely to be automated as such. Yeah. But yeah, quite scary stat. But if you look at some of the other jobs roles which are in finance, so this is accountants, auditors, thinking about the processing of data, the crunching of data. Yes, that's highly likely to be automated. But the other areas, which is using that data to make business decisions or enabling companies to make business decisions, that's still a very human-based task. Though you can automate and create models to help make decisions, yeah, there's still businesses are very complex, and there's many factors in there which you can't model, which is why you need human intervention. So let's look at a couple of examples, or think about a couple of examples. We all use something like Amazon or Facebook all the time. Now, they've built out algorithms, so they say, you know, oh, I've just bought this product on Amazon. Well, here's other people who have bought this product. That's a very simple use of data, isn't it? You know, they're looking at what people have bought together and then suggesting it back to you. That's quite a narrow use case. But, you know, Amazon then has to make decisions on what products it's going to stock and how they're going to put them in and which warehouse. These are all other decisions which humans have to get involved into. They're looking at data, of course, and informing that, but there's too many variables and factors there for the model to create or big data to answer. So humans have to be involved in that decision-making process. And that's where I think accountants, so putting it back to your students, need to think a little bit about where is decisions being made? How can I use and bring data into that decision-making process and also put that human factor into it? That's what I would start thinking about.
Humans are not going to become obsolete.
No, definitely not. Definitely not in the accountancy world or the business world. Data can be used, I think, in quite narrow use cases, decision points, where you could have got a history of data, i.e. what people have bought in the past, going back to that Amazon example, and you can reasonably predict what people might buy in the future. Yeah, but that's not all the decisions which need to be made at Amazon. Yeah, that's just a very narrow decision set of things. So accountants will be looking at that totality of things and all the other factors as well. Yeah.
So it's actually, in some ways, it's quite an exciting time if you think about the role of an accountant really developing in a strategic direction as well. If you can utilise the data and the technology that's available, you can also develop your other skills in a way that maybe earlier accountants didn't do because they were focusing on the numbers.
Yeah, exactly that. So we see in our business, so Adaptive Insights is about helping organizations do that financial planning analytics. But typically the one of the major benefits the finance accountants get is we're reducing the time they spend on the non-strategic tasks. So we say on average that's about, we save companies about 80% of that time. So by non-strategic tasks, we mean data crunching. So it's we've taken accountants in the past, they grabbing their spreadsheets, crunching lots and lots of data, and that's really consuming all the time, which they want to spend more on strategic tasks. So the tools should be out there to enable them to work that data, but then go have that conversation with the business, because it's the business who are making decisions. Finance don't make all the decisions. Somebody out in sales or marketing are making decisions, but they need finance's help to help them manage and understand the risks. So spend less of your time crunching the data, because the tools will help automate you do that, take away from all that manual processing. What do you do with that time back? You do it helping the business manage risk and seize opportunity.
Wow, so it's a fine time to be an accountant.
Yeah, always a fine time to be an accountant. That's why people are learning to be accountants.
Yeah.
The world doesn't have enough accountants. Yeah. Oh.
Well, thank you so much, Rob, for sharing all your expertise and knowledge, and we'll leave it there. Thanks for coming.
Okay, thank you.